Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inside the old Ford Motor Showroom on Michigan Avenue in the South Loop.
And it's sort of like walking into a drag queen palace.
A transformation only a queen could love.
The walls are covered with pink leopard with little rhinestones here and there. And every wall is covered in glitter and feathers and boas. It's just glitz, glam, and exciting.
Yvonne LeMay founded Ellipse in New York City 23 years ago as a drag and dining show.
We're set up like a dinner theater. We're sort of in rows because it's a theater. As you can see, we have a big grand phallus stage.
LeMay says they auditioned more than 100 performers and had to turn away dozens of others.
I did pre-scout the show hosts as I went out to the clubs. I found them that way. We have some of the superstars of the drag community here.
The queens are mostly local talent who will do double duty.
Not only are they running around servicing the tables, then they've got to get ready to do the show.
Performer Delilah Brooks says drag became her life after doing theater for many years.
I wanted to fit in the gay crowd, and the way to fit in was standing out. It was drag. It was putting on a big wig and embracing your difference.
Brooks says drag has come a long way in recent years, but it's been a key part of LGBTQ history.
The history of drag. Nowadays, everything is lost to the moment. Instead of who we were, we're the storytellers of the LGBTQ community.
With the help of RuPaul's Drag Race, the art has become more accepted and loved within the entertainment industry.
We touch the heterosexual community. We expand the visual of drag to the heterosexual mainstream world. Our stage is important because people who wouldn't normally listen to drag now, because of things like Drag Race, want to know more.
LeMay is a former performer herself, but now serves as the queen behind the queens.
Now I tell myself I'm sort of like Fosse. I'm probably as crazy as he is, as neurotic and maybe perhaps as mean. Well, I try not to be that mean. But so I'm sort of, if you want to say, like the show director and help create the talent and make sure that they make the magic.
Brooke says it takes about 2 hours to transform into her alter ego. Her bright colors, makeup, gowns, and wigs, she says, she's found her true self.
And it's that power of drag that makes you realize you could be anything or do anything you want in this world. There are no more limits, you know, especially in the progressive world we live in today.
Ellipse is already in New York City, San Diego, Fort Lauderdale, and Atlanta. LeMay says the timing is right to bring the unique drag and dining theater show to a more diverse audience.
All of businesses have seen a surge in business. I think drag is in vogue, darling.
Ellipse Chicago opens to the public on August 23rd.
All the numbers are in your face, top of the line, glitz, glam, the best of Chicago, you know?
Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.